Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to Simply Holy. I'm your host, Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and I'm excited to welcome you to what I call my morning coffee edition, because I'd like to share with you some thoughts that came to me while I was in prayer this morning as I was having my morning coffee. And it's something about that caffeine gets my mind going. But also it was while I was contemplating, meditating upon the scriptures for the day. But before we get into that, please join me in prayer, because all things must begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, you know what's in our hearts. You know all of our fears, our concerns, our frustrations, but also our joys and our happiness. You know all things, Father. You know that right now we're facing some very turbulent times in our country. And so we ask you, Father, to calm our hearts, to fill us with your grace and mercy and confidence in your divine power. Mother Mary, you are truly our mother, and you care about us down to the very last detail. You care that we tremble when we read the news. You care that we worry in the middle of the night. You care that sometimes we just don't even know what to do anymore. You care about all of that, Mother, and you intercede for us before your Son, Jesus. Continue, Mother, please, to intercede for us and console us in our concern, in our sorrow, and bring us the joy of the resurrection, the joy of the fire of the Holy Spirit, and plant it deeply into our hearts. In the name of Jesus and our Blessed Mother Mary, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, my morning coffee edition, and I'm very excited to share with you some things that came to me as I was praying this morning. Have you ever had that where you think that you're praying about one thing, and you think you're in control of your prayer, and then God comes along and whisks you away and fills you with entirely new thoughts and changes your prayer completely. If you've not had that experience, I hope that you do, and soon, because it's really magnificent. It's quite fascinating, and I've had this many, many times in my life. I think weekly, many times during the week, perhaps even. But I hope you have that, because those are the moments when you let go of yourself and God gets to come in to your mind and your heart and take over. And it's really an awesome thing. So next time you enter into prayer, I suggest that you even mention to our Heavenly Father that you'd like to have that experience, that you would like him to come in and take over your prayer and change it to the prayer that he wants you to be praying, to give you the thoughts that he wants you to be thinking about. So this happened to me this morning while I was having my morning coffee, and it started with the readings. So I like to play the audio version from the USCCB of the daily readings, and I was playing that audio version, and as I said, I thought that I was going to be meditating, that I was going to be praying about something entirely different. But here's what happened. Now let me first share the reading with you. It's not very long, so if you could just listen, it goes pretty quick. It's from the second letter of St. Peter. And he starts out, "Beloved, wait for and hasten the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire. But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him, at peace, and consider the patience of our Lord as salvation. Therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, be on your guard not to be led into the error of the unprincipled and to fall from your own stability, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and to the day of eternity. Amen." Now, I have a feeling that as I was reading that, you might have been making a parallel between the times that St. Peter was writing about in his letter and our present time. And if you didn't make that parallel, I'm going to help you because this is what came to me as I was praying. It was almost as if Jesus was speaking to me through St. Peter about right now, about these present times. And, you know, they say this, and it's true. They don't. It's not just hearsay. Scripture was written once for all time. It's really a miracle when you think about it. Scripture was written way back then for that time, but it manages, by the grace of God, to replay, readapt, to be pertinent to every single age that comes. It's astounding when you think about it. You know, we could have lived 100 or 200 years ago and read this reading together and had the same experience. Oh my goodness, that fits for right now. So, all right. Anyway, so as I'm listening to this, there's one particular verse that really grabbed me. So I loved it all. I thought it was amazing, right? But when it got to the part, "Therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, be on your guard not to be led into the error of the unprincipled and to fall from your own stability. That is really quite a mouthful. The error of the unprincipled. Is that not what we're seeing in so many ways in this day and age? The error of the unprincipled. We have some very heavy-duty burdens put upon our country right now. And probably, if you're like me, you've got some pretty heavy-duty burdens put on your family. This has been a really tough time for my family. And mentioned some things here and there in other podcasts, but I don't want to be a, you know, cry on people's shoulders, because we're all going through a really tough time, okay? My point here is there are unprincipled people and forces, events that are happening that impact us, perhaps directly and probably indirectly more often. So people changing, you know, we've got a good cause here with the protesting that started out peacefully, and then the unprincipled come along and turn it into violence. We even had some of that with the coronavirus. We had a real crisis. We're still getting through it. Had a real crisis. And then we've got the unprincipled kind of stepping in and making more of a mess. I think especially of the bans on churches in some areas that seem to be unfair. I mean, that's really a mild statement, but I don't want to get into that. Unprincipled. Don't be led into, be on your guard not to be led into the error of the unprincipled. Resist. Resist the unprincipled. They're all around us. And thanks be to God, we have very good people in our lives. I hope you do. I do. I have lots of really good influences. I have lots of very principled people in my life that I converse with, whose work that I read or listen to, all right? So I don't want to make this sound like it's a terrible world, because it's not. It's just we're in a tough spot, no doubt, okay? But this idea of the unprincipled, we have to think very hard. We have to be on our guard when we're talking to anybody. And really, this can apply to many different situations, not just the violence now, not just the coronavirus, but every situation. We have to be on our guard not to fall into the error of the unprincipled. Because what happens, this is one of Satan's tricks. He takes something that's actually good, okay, or at least seemingly good on the surface, and he presents it to us. And so on the outside, it looks good. It looks like a good thing, a good idea, etc. But underneath that, his motives are actually to lead us away from that which God intends for us. Guard not. Be on your guard not to be led into the error of the unprincipled. Okay, so I would think of an example, kind of widespread, is where you see people reading things online and it seems like a good thing, but underneath it, there's ulterior motives that leads to sin or hatred. You know, some of the movements for equality and, you know, here, just think about the issue of abortion, all right? You've got all these women and men who believe that abortion is good and a right because it will somehow make the mother and father's lives better to get rid of that child. That's the error of the unprincipled. They seem like they're caring very much for moms and dads in difficult situations. But in reality, what they're selling, what they're promoting is murder. Okay, be on your guard not to be led into the error of the unprincipled. Okay, that's one example. Now, let's move on to that next line, because this is the part that really grabbed me. I had to really stop. I actually had to stop the recording just for a second and think about this before I went on. So let me start at the beginning of the verse, because I think it makes more sense to do it that way. Therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, be on your guard not to be led into the error of the unprincipled and to fall from your own stability. To fall from your own stability. Now, when I started my prayer time this morning, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, but it was kind of a pathetic thing because I had a bunch of stuff going on and really felt powerless and miserable. And it was one of those, Lord, I just can't take it anymore kinds of prayer. And this stopped me because I had really been earlier, before I started getting into the readings, I had been laying it all out for our Lord about how everything just seems in chaos and my whole life is, yeah, I was pretty weepy. I admit it, you know, everything's out of control and I can't manage anymore and on and on and on. Okay. But then I get to this part and be on your guard, not to be led into the error of the unprincipled and to fall from your own stability, your own stability. My friend, as a Christian, you have a stability that cannot be taken away. Because you have our Lord Jesus Christ within you, within your soul. You have your Christian faith to stabilize you. Now, applying that to myself, this is what hit me at that moment. Because, you know, it's one of those dull moments when I realized, well, you silly woman, you know, here you are, you're lamenting and you're having a kind of a fit over things being so unstable when you fail to realize that you have your own stability. You have your own stability. You have the love of God. You have the promises of Jesus. You have our Lord within your heart and soul. You have your Catholic faith. Don't fall from your own stability. Jesus was telling me, hey, wake up. I've already given you a stabilizing agent, so to speak. And that is your faith. It's me. It's as if he was saying, Marge, it's me. I'm your stability. You have your own personal stabilizing agent in me. Don't fall from your own stability. It's really something else when you think about it. Now, I suppose you can hear the dogs barking in the background. That's all right. I'm going to let it go because that's part of life, isn't it? And I think it's kind of cute because Jesus sends that right in the middle of a very dramatic part of my part of my podcast to make sure I don't take myself too seriously. Anyway, my friend, I want to encourage you to go to that reading. So it's second letter of St. Peter. It's chapter 3. Now it starts with verse 12 and goes on through verse 18. Please spend some time with that, because it's fascinating what that reading all holds, what that passage all holds. Be on your guard not to be led into the error of the unprincipled and to fall from your own stability. Just don't do it. Beyond that, the next couple of lines is the very hopeful part. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and to the day of eternity. Amen. But grow in grace. Your own stability is our Lord Jesus Christ. Grow in his grace. Allow yourself to grow in his grace. If you open your heart, this will happen. And again, I encourage you to give God permission to derail your prayers next time you enter into prayer. Give him permission to just take over and completely change the direction. Because that's what he did for me this morning during my morning coffee. That's why I call this my morning coffee edition. And allow him then to show you something that you never thought about before. But that can only happen if you surrender to him. So let's end this with a little prayer of surrender to our Lord, hoping that you have such a prayer experience for yourself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, thank you for this time together. Thank you for these inspirations. Jesus, Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, Blessed Trinity, I surrender myself to you. I open my heart to you as wide as I can. Open it further, please, and enter into my consciousness, subconscious, my thoughts, my words, my prayers, everything, Lord. I surrender my entire life to you. Lead me according to your holy will. Mother Mary, intercede for me and all of my loved ones in our need. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to know more about me, please go to my website, margefenelon.com. You can look me up there. You can find other episodes of my podcast. Please spread the word about this podcast, by the way. I really need help getting the word out. And you will do a great bit of good for others by sharing this podcast, sharing my website. You can subscribe to my Merry Monday newsletter there, margefenelon.com. You can find me on social media. I'm on all of the major outlets. I'd love to hear from you. And until then, keep striving to be simply holy. God bless you.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees, available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.